Well, welcome to another episode of Shiro's Unlimited. I'm Janie Morris, founder and chief experience officer at Boomer Babes Life, our global community for women over 50. And as usual for our Shiro's Unlimited podcasts, we always like to shine a light on ordinary women doing extraordinary things. And this episode is no exception. I'm delighted to have our very special guest who was recently featured in one of our issues of Boomer Babes Life magazine, the co-owner of Art Wine. Yes, there's a little clue. We're going to be talking all things wine. Well, maybe we'll talk some other things as well. I'm delighted to have our very special guest, Judy Kelly. Thank you so much for joining Shiro's Unlimited.
My pleasure, Jamie. Great to be with you.
Now, as I mentioned, you have been recently featured in an article of Boomer Babes Life magazine, our monthly magazine, and famously bumped off the cover for Kathy Lett, international best-selling author.
And that was okay.
Have you put that in your CV?
I just thought it was funny.
It was, but I'm delighted to say that as a direct result of that article, we've had so much feedback and we've had so many messages from the Boomer Babes Life community, all our gorgeous women over 50, saying how much they enjoyed reading that. And that's why we've asked you to be with us today.
Fantastic. That's great to hear.
Now, what we'd like to do, Judy, is we would like for you to give a little bit of insight to our viewers and our listening audience so that they get a little bit more background on who you are. And so can you share a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So I grew up in England, in Hampshire, just outside Winchester, vibrant redhead and the shyest child on the planet. It's changed a lot throughout the years. So, but was born with the travel bug and started doing some great travel with a girlfriend. We went to South Africa, where she was born but had never met her father. So we had an amazing trip there during apartheid, which we both struggled with, which was very difficult for both of us coming from, you know, the freedom of the UK, etc. Then I went to Hong Kong with another girlfriend, stayed with my uncle over there. Was going to go for, you know, a couple of months or so and see a bit of Asia. Ended up being there 2 years and working in Hong Kong, which was quite extraordinary, before I finally came to Australia on a year's working holiday visa, but managed to stay and loved every second of it. So best thing I ever did in my life was come to Australia.
Well, we're super glad to have you as an Aussie, that's for sure. Now, yeah. With your travels, my research tells me that going back initially around about 18 or 19, you had a job that enabled you to go back and forth to beautiful France on a regular basis. Is that right?
Yeah, so that was between South Africa and Hong Kong, and I worked back in the UK and worked on the Cross Channel car ferry. So we went from Southampton to Le Havre and Cherbourg, you know, most days a week. So I worked about 5 days on and 2 days off, sometimes only 1.5 days off, and you were back on board again. But it was an extraordinary experience. I dated the barman, who was much older than me, and his knowledge of wine was absolutely exquisite, and he spoke fluent French. So that was my introduction to wine at a top level that I probably didn't appreciate at that time.
But what a way to get started, though.
Started off here and never, ever diminished.
Judy, you are an accomplished graphic artist. Your love of art is well known amongst your friends and the wine industry in particular as well. I've had the great fortune of seeing some of your married creations over the years as far as the books that you have produced. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that all started?
That all started because I used to do a lot of work with Roger Roberts, graphic designer, and we had this idea of doing this book. Well, I had the idea and I went to him and said, I need some help for illustrations, and it was called Vine Lines. So together we worked on this book. I did the copy and the research and everything else, and it's just a humorous look at some of the weird wine descriptors that were out there. And it was shining a humorous light onto them and trying to take all the mystery away. My strategy is that if you like it, you like it, and if you don't, you don't, and that's absolutely fine. But at that time, the wine industry was very male dominated, still is, but is changing gradually. But gradually.
It interesting that you say that, because again, my research tells me that you once attended, I think it was a conference, that you were the only woman at, and so when they was addressing the audience, there gentlemen was a specific way in which they did that. Yes. Is that right?
Gentlemen and Judy. It was extraordinary. It was graphic arts. I worked in the marketing and artistic side of a paper company that produced a lot of paper and sold a lot of papers. So very creative. In those days, graphic designers used to design on paper, whereas now they design on a Mac. It's a very, very different concept. But it was quite hilarious and quite intimidating for a vibrant redhead, but you know, so it's not like I didn't stand out.
Well, things are really starting to change, especially in the wine industry. Now, tell us about your company that you co-founded and you co-own with your husband, Glenn, Art Wine, here in the Barossa Valley in South Australia. Tell us how that all started. How did that come about?
When Glenn and I met, we both had a passion for the new varieties, these new Mediterranean beautiful food-friendly varieties. We both are not fans of great big heavy Shirazes and wines of that caliber. So we really pushed our passion and started planting. It was in the Clare Valley, by the way, so that's where we started.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. So in the Clare Valley. And we started planting what we loved and what we believed in was the future of the wine industry. At that time. So we were very much leaders and very much out there with not a lot of great support from the wine industry. They all thought we were totally crazy and, you know, said we'd never do anything with it, we'd never be able to sell the fruit or make wine or anything else. So now we have, at the end of this year, we'll have 16 varieties and they're all alternate varieties and they are just amazing wines. So we built it up from there, and that was early 2000. We started planting those, and here we are, 2020. We've achieved more trophies for our turnip varieties than any other wine company in the country. We've had 25 trophies to date. So we've had extraordinary success, but we've worked very hard at it and and pushed along with our passion, which was and very much the driving force behind what we do.
Judy, at the end of 2019, beginning of 2020, we had these horrific fires in Australia. How did they affect you at Art Wine?
Dreadful day that will never escape my memory, sadly. I was in town doing Christmas shopping. It was Friday, December the 20th. And I had all these things to do. I had a long list and my gut kept saying, go home, go home. And I kept listening to the radio every time I got back in the car. And so I followed my gut, drove straight up the freeway, managed to get off the freeway just before they closed it up into the hills. Arriving home, it was horribly hot and windy. My husband was on his computer. I said, get off, we need to get organized. I started packing cars. He said, you're panicking unnecessarily. I said, I don't think so. So I started packing up because I have two beautiful fur babies. They were most important. So they were in the car with some valuables and bits and pieces. It was just a horrifying day. And then I went out and started hosing the outside of the house, trying to keep everything as damp as we could. And my husband wanted to stay. He didn't think it was going to hit the property, but within a second the wind had changed and it hit the fireball. We've got a woodlot at the bottom of our vineyard and it hit the woodlot and came roaring up the vineyard to us, at which point he just looked at me, eyes like saucers, and said, cars now. So we jumped in two cars and we sped off. But fortunately, our wonderful CFS were hot on our heels and we didn't know that. And I think the hardest thing is you drive off and you don't know what you're going to come back to. If anything, it's the most gut-wrenching feeling. But we were very fortunate that between incredible neighbours and who had firefighting equipment and the CFS, they saved our buildings. It came to within 8 metres to the back of the house, which is next to cellar door. So we lost a lot of our garden, etc., and vines. But, you know, the buildings were saved. So we're very fortunate.
Wow. That is incredible. What an incredibly horrific experience for you and Glenn and the wine community and the local community as well. The resilience of everybody that we have seen throughout this since then, you've experienced that too, haven't you?
Absolutely. They were extraordinary. It was so heartwarming, and there were most days I was, you know, brought to tears because people would just come up the driveway and say, what can we do? What can we do? What can we offer? Can we, you know, help you with this? Do you need anything? It was just, do we need help to cut anything down? Do it. It was extraordinary. And even the local football club up here got all the football clubs in town and got a whole heap of guys up and came around, helped us chop off burnt olive trees and all sorts of things. While the local football club ladies made them lunch and took all the lunches around to them. I mean, it was just so many things that were just so beautiful and just made me cry a lot.
And very grateful, I would imagine, to be in that community as well, Judy.
Very, very.
And then, of course, COVID came along. How have you and Glenn managed with all of this with your business? What sort of strategies?
We had to close cellar door, and then we just sort of sat down and thought, okay, strategy. Our customers can't come to us, so we'll go to them. We've got a very large database. We've got a beautiful, very large wine club. So we just picked up the phone and contacted everyone, checked on them, how are you going, how are you doing, you know, making sure you're staying safe, and do you need any wine to get through it, of course, which most of them did. So we just spent a lot of time on the phone, and it was great, and they were so appreciative of us calling them personally, and of course most of them were working from home, so they all had time to chat, and you know, and they were full of life and vitality and great to hear from you, and it was fantastic.
In the wine industry, Judy, it's you know, you mentioned before it's always been known as a pretty male dominated industry. We do tend to see sometimes that you've got the younger generation, the girls coming through, the daughters of winemakers and what have you. How did you find it coming into the industry, at a more mature age, especially into such a male-dominated area and not of a wine family? Did that pose any challenges for you personally?
Yeah, quite intimidating in many ways. Nobody really offered any help, and maybe I didn't ask enough. But, you know, it was probably because we were doing something different as well, so we didn't get the support maybe from the wine community that we had hoped for. And so much so that I said to Glenn, maybe I should do a wine marketing course, where he just looked at me and thought I was stupid because I've been marketing for years. So I didn't. Once I realised that wine is just like a product, like anything else. And he said, you know, you've got a marketing degree, you've been working all over the place, so you don't need this. So just get on and be positive about it. And I thought, yes, where did that come from even? Yeah. So I think for us, having the cellar door as well was such a, we built what we wanted. This was our dream. So once we finally built it and actually opened it 7 years ago, almost, you know, to the day now, it was just, that gave us so much more confidence that people loved our wines and kept coming up. And, you know, it just built from there.
Because it would be so much more exciting, that sort of tangible, like having people come through and be able to face to face them with your product, yeah, with your baby, so to speak, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Because before that, we were just relying on doing the odd wine shows and collecting databases and dealing with them, you know, through media, etc. But to have face to face, to sit them down, do a beautiful tasting with them and talk to them is a whole nother level, which is extraordinary and something I still love doing every single day. I never tire of it.
It's such a competitive industry, and you've carved out this beautiful niche in the industry as well, and drawing on from what I perceive through our discussion, especially today, drawing on everything that you've done in your life thus far to bring that, it certainly comes out. I mean, the awards that Artwine has, you know, already put in the bag is testimony to that, isn't it?
Yeah, the bling cupboard's pretty full. we love a bit of bling, though. It makes everything we do so worthwhile as well, because we know that we're doing the right thing with these new styles that, you know, the wine judge is going, wow, that's amazing. So we've won 25 trophies to date. And to put that in perspective, a lot of wine companies do not even win one trophy in their entire system. So to win 25 and nearly all for our alternate new varieties, new emerging varieties, is quite extraordinary. And twice we have won back-to-back the Wine State Best Alternative Wine of the Year. So we've won that twice. So, you know, which is, you know, again, amazing. And the other show that is the most important to us is the Australian Alternative Varieties Wine Show. So we got a call a couple of years ago. It would be great if you could be here. And we normally go to this, it's held in Mildura, and it would be great if you could be here. And I went, okay. So quickly packed up, drove, managed to get a dog sitter, then drove 5 hours to Mildura, limped into Mildura, you know, 9:30 at night, realizing I hadn't packed toothpaste and a few basics, you know. But the next day we won Wine of Show. So we won 3 trophies that day, International Judges Award, Best Wine, and then Wine of Show. Extraordinary. That to me was the ultimate dream, to win that. Out of 840 wines of whites, red, sparkling, everything, we took out the trophies. So
congratulations.
So, yeah, so we've done really well. Yeah,
you have indeed. So in the next 12 months, what's exciting you now for the next 12 months, Judy?
Getting rid of COVID. Getting everyone back to hugging and coming up and being able to celebrate things with friends and family. And I've just missed that whole social side. When our cellar door was closed, you know, at first I thought, you know, the first couple of weeks I thought, it's lovely, it's so quiet. And then I, you know, after a couple of weeks, it's like, I want everyone back. So really miss it. So look, we're just excited for the future. We're planting some new varieties this year. Then we ran out of space. We can't plant anymore. So we've got 2 going in Clare, and we're grafting one here in Woodside this year. We just want to build the business up. We're doing more online stuff. I'm going to do some weekly tastings online. So we're just going to really drive the business into the new technological world and just be a bit more out there than we have been probably. So lots of challenges, there's always things that we want to do to improve and improve the experience in cellar door too, which is, yeah.
That's exciting. That really is. Judy, before we finish today, and thank you again for your time. So if our listeners and our viewers are as excited as I am, because I know about your wines, and they want to get some, order some right now, join your wine club. All the details are below under our podcast right now. But can you just let them know, how can they find out about Artwine?
Through the website, it's got all the information, so artwine.com.au, artwyne.com.au. And it's got the details of the wine club. It's got all of our awards. It's got all the details of the wines and tasting notes and what to drink, what to eat with the wines and all that sort of thing. So we put as much information up there as we can to help people choose the right wine for the right occasion.
Fantastic. And of course, all the new online initiatives that you've just mentioned as well, I'm assuming that they'll pop up onto the website so people will be able to see those as well.
Yes, they will. Yes, so starting in a couple of weeks. So we're just drafting those now.
And fantastic. Fantastic. Judy, my final question, as I always ask our Shiros on our Shiros Unlimited podcast, if you had an eight-year-old Judy in front of you right now, what advice would you give her?
Be more confident. I think because I was a redhead and I used to get a bit traumatized at school, not traumatized, but you know, you were teased a lot by, you know, redhead, carrot tops, ginger, all that sort of stuff. It turned me into a very shy girl growing up. So I've had to push myself. The other advice I would give is just follow your dreams, ask questions. At 8 years old, I didn't know what was out there as an opportunity for a career. If I had that opportunity, I probably would have chosen interior design, which is a great love. And I've also accomplished that course and I'm a qualified interior designer. I just don't practice it, but it's a love. So I just thought I'm going to go through the course and do it to make sure that what I'm thinking and what I do is right. So it was a great confirmation for me. But as an eight-year-old, I think you just got to, whatever those dreams are as a child, follow them. Just follow them. Get the confidence. Surround yourself by people who will support you and advise you and steer you in the right direction and let you be who you are.
Fabulous advice.
And I've given the same advice to a 50-year-old too.
Well, I was just going to say that sounds like something that, you know, you could also say to any woman over 50.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, it's the same applies for now. Judy Kelly, it's been absolutely fabulous having you on our Shiros Unlimited podcast. Thank you. I know you're so busy and I really appreciate you. We've had a couple little technical glitches, but we fixed it all. And we're very pleased to have you on the podcast. And, of course, your article in the recent Boom Babes Life magazine. Judy, thank you for your time.
Absolute pleasure, Janie. Anytime at all.
Thank you. So if you have enjoyed listening to this episode of Shiros Unlimited as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to you, then remember to subscribe, share, help us spread the word of Art Wine for Judy and her husband, Glenn. It's a magnificent product. They've got a fabulous business and she has an inspiring story. So if you haven't read her article in the recent issue of Boomer Babes Life magazine, go onto our website, boombabeslife.com. Check into the magazines. You'll see them all there. You'll be able to get a copy or subscribe. Before this podcast and all of our podcasts, share them, like them, comment below. If you've got any questions you'd like for Judy to answer, please also put those comments there and we will pass them on. But it's been fabulous having your company wherever you are in this beautiful, amazing world of ours. Have an absolutely fabulous day. I'm Janie Morris, founder and chief experience officer at Boomer Babes Life, and it's been a pleasure to have your company once again. Hi, I'm Janie Morris, founder and chief experience officer at Boomer Babes Life. It's been our absolute pleasure having you listening in, tuning in to this latest podcast that we have created just for you. Gorgeous, amazing women over 50 around the world, because that's what Boomer Babes Life community is all about. Everything that we do, everything that we create, we have you in mind. We want to bring to you valuable content that helps inspire you, starts making you think a little bit more, helps empower you, helps to give you ideas and information that can help you. So if you've enjoyed this episode, which I'm sure that you have, we would love you to help us share it with the world. So please share this, please like, and of course, comment, give us your feedback, send us all of your details and let us know what you're thinking. And of course, if you've got any topics that you would like us to highlight in any of our podcasts, please let us know that as well. Just send an email to info@boomerbabeslife.com.au. And of course, check everything else out at our website, boomerbabeslife.com. Everything that you need to know, every tool, every video, every podcast. We've got a fabulous shop there that's got some brilliant inspirational books and audios for you as well. And of course, also at our website at boomerbabeslife.com, you'll find out how you can get your latest issue of our Boomer Babes Life magazine for women over 50. So once again, thank you so much for joining us, and wherever you are in this amazing world of ours, please have an absolutely fabulous day.